Severe weather and tornadoes disrupted some schools today. The latest on what's happening in Geary after its police force resigned. And options to get voters to the polls tomorrow. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, November 4th. I'm Deborah Shar. Rounds of severe weather the past 3 days have impacted some schools. KGOU's Spencer Plato reports on the State Department of Education's efforts to help them recover.
The department is asking districts impacted by the severe weather outbreak to reach out for assistance. Several tornadoes Saturday night caused injuries and damage to homes and buildings, including Newcastle Elementary School. Today's rounds of storms sparked more than 100 cancellations and delays. State Superintendent Ryan Walters says in a statement his department is deploying crisis response teams to districts needing additional resources, as well as substitutes for teachers dealing with personal challenges. The State Department building is closed today, but operational staff is available. I'm Spencer Plato.
The police chief of the small town of Geary resigned last week. KGOU's Hannah France reports all four of the town's police officers resigned as well.
On Thursday morning, Geary Police Chief Alicia Ford announced in a Facebook post she and the rest of the town's police officers were resigning. She did not cite a reason for the resignations, but encouraged members of the community to, quote, take the time to get to know your council members. Later that afternoon, a post from the city's public information officer announced they had been able to secure an interim chief of police and were receiving assistance from both the Blaine and Canadian County Sheriff's offices. The post clarified residents of Geary are still able to call 911 in an emergency and an officer will be dispatched. I'm Hannah France.
Oklahoma's program for investigating long-term care facility complaints is now operating under the Attorney General's office. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the move is spurred by Senate Bill 1709, which became law Friday.
The Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program moved from Oklahoma Human Services. It helps resolve complaints made by facility residents, educates on residents' rights, and advocates for quality care in nursing homes. Attorney General Gentner Drummond says the move aligns with his office's mission of safeguarding Oklahomans. He says it will allow them to bring additional oversight to protect seniors. Long-term care ombudsman William Whited says the program looks forward to working with Drummond's team to improve care in the state's facilities. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
For some voters in tomorrow's general election, transportation to the polls may be a barrier. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Abigail Sikowski reports on free transit options for Election Day.
In Oklahoma City, Embark has declared Election Day a fare free day. It's fixed route bus, Zone 1 ADA paratransit services, rapid line, and streetcar will come at no cost Tuesday. Embark services span all across Oklahoma City, as well as a route in Norman. In Tulsa, Metrolink will offer free rides on Election Day as well. The services without fares will include its fixed route transit, paratransit, and Microlink commuter car transit. Transit riders in Tulsa will not need a ticket or sticker to be eligible for free rides. Metrolink offers transit across the city of Tulsa and its surrounding regions. To prepare for Election Day, voters using free transit can plan their rides ahead of time online at embarkok.com or metrolinkok.org. In Oklahoma City, I'm Abigail Sikowski.
And a reminder, in Oklahoma, employers must allow their employees who are registered to vote 2 hours to go to the polls. For more information about how this law applies, visit the Oklahoma State Election Board website. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.